UAPs. The UAP sightings just continue. One fighter pilot has testified he and his squadron came across a UAP while they were in the air. This pilot is a very experienced US Navy pilot. Sometimes when UAPs are sighted, they do some pretty strange things, and the case he was talking about was no exception to that fact. He stated two aircraft were flying side by side when an incredible thing happened. In that small space between the fighter jets, a UAP flew between them. The description of the UAP was bizarre. It was described as a clear sphere with a black cube inside. This is not one of your usual UAP shapes which have been reported. Why is the Pentagon saying extraterrestrials may have already visited Earth and could be here now? Does this have something to do with some scientists postulating there could be extraterrestrial probes coming here? I, for one, never thought I would be hearing this in my lifetime, and I can't help but be suspicious, but I am not sure. It just seems to me we could be being set up for something. I guess we will have to wait and see. There is a community in Japan which is trying to revitalize its economy. It is Fukushima, and I bet that name is familiar to some out there. The community is labeling itself the home for aliens. I know they are desperate because that is the home for the nuclear reactors that were damaged and are still leaking radiation. This was a big story a few years ago, and the reactors are still being worked on and ocean water polluted with radioactive waste. They are hoping the sighting of UAPs in the sky will attract people, but I don't think too many people will go there under the circumstances, but I certainly could be mistaken. A man in England, East Lancashire to be exact, saw and photographed a UAP in the sky over the city. The UAP was said to have appeared over the course of 3 nights. The object is very unusual and looks like a ringed planet. A second witness also saw the object. Things were a little different on the third night. The same UAP was there, but a dim-lighted object joined it. As the witness watched the objects, they began to descend and ultimately disappeared behind some houses. The area has had a few other sightings. Why is California number one in UAP sightings in this country? Some say it is because it has the largest population. This could mean more people are looking skyward at any particular time, but the number of UAPs in the sky is the same as anywhere else. On the other hand, it could mean UAPs and extraterrestrials are more interested in California than any other area. Then there could be another reason, which I dislike saying, but maybe there are more people on drugs there, and some of these people are just hallucinating. I am not saying there are no UAPs there, just that maybe there are more false positives than usual. Since I am speaking about California, I have to tell you about a weird UAP sighting which was seen and photographed over Menifee, California. It is hard to explain what the objects looked like, but I will try. Picture a cylinder. Now picture that cylinder made of cloud material and glowing. Now picture four of these objects. Picture the objects coming together and becoming one. Finally, picture the objects disappearing. After disappearing, one would reappear and then become four again. This happened 3 times. It was a very strange sighting. Astronomers are saying extraterrestrials could be living in the Terminator zones of some planets. What they are talking about are planets like Mercury, which are very hot on one side and very cold on the other, but in between these two areas is a temperate zone. I have been hearing this for years. In 1996, there was an incident in Varginha, Brazil. There were many UAP sightings, and the kicker is extraterrestrials were also seen on the ground. This went on for a couple of days. Several people saw an alien on January 20th of that year. They even reported this to their government and said it was about 5 feet tall, with a thin body, brown skin, a large head and large red eyes. It also had V-shaped feet. It was said to have been hurt. A second alien was said to have been found the next day, laying on the side of the road. The military was said to have retrieved it. This event was known as the Varginha incident, which is also known as Brazil's Roswell. Another important official expresses their opinion on the existence of extraterrestrials. This time it is the head of space exploration in the United Kingdom. She states there is no way humans could be the only form of life in the universe. She now joins a growing army of officials, scientists and others, from countries all over the world which no longer believe we are alone. This is one of the reasons UAP sightings are no longer being ridiculed and UAP sightings accepted in some cases as genuine. UAPs and extraterrestrials have been reported doing so very aggressive things, such as animal mutilations, abductions and seemingly very dangerous maneuvers near our planes. Did you ever wonder why there has been no reports of any satellites being shot down by a UAP? I was thinking about this. If a UAP started shooting down satellites, that would certainly make a statement that they were here. Maybe some have been shot down and we just were never told? There is a company named Lone Star Data Holdings which has raised $5 million. You may be wondering why, in an article about UAPs, I am mentioning this. The reason is they want to use the money to build a data center not here, but on the moon, and they want to start this year. They believe it can be completed by 2026. Doesn't this seem strange? Why put a data center so far away as to make it hard to repair any problems? When I read this story, I had to think there was something else which might be going on. Could there be some connection to UAPs or extraterrestrials? Think about this: if something goes wrong, it could cost millions of dollars just to get to the moon to fix it. Something we have been hearing for decades has just been discovered by a congressman. Tim Burchett said he believed we have recovered a craft at some point and also said, "I think that a lot of that's being reverse engineered right now, but we just don't understand it."